This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Guru, why are we so negative as a society?
Because it's math. We're so divided. I love it. The negativity sales.
Real quick. You know what? I can tell what kind of person you are. If you describe last night's Pacers and Knicks game.
Look at Sam Lubman doing the Reggie Miller.
I'm the kind of guy. Hey, Steiny, what a comeback. Unbelievable. How about Neesmith?
He was hot.
And then there's the other side. What a choke job. What a choke.
When you're up 9 and home with 54 seconds left, just own it and wear it. It's a choke job. But before we get to the nitty gritty, I got a bone to pick with you
already?
And Willard. Yeah. You change when Willard comes in the room. We already know this, right? A prominent Bay Area media member hit me up after the show yesterday.
You better be careful here.
And said what I had been saying, but you and Willard you did something to it and I didn't like it. So I just want to start here. Huh. I said the Jimmy Butler trade was phenomenal and it changed everything. And with that, hold on. I can be disappointed in game 4 and 5 with the shot production.
Sure.
You let Willard come in here and then mix it and make it sound like
I can't talk for him.
We all got a bone to pick with you. But, dude, you can't do that. Quit being scared.
No, you can't have it both ways.
I can't.
You can't say it was a great trade, but he stinks. You can't do that.
I merely pointed out 20 field goal attempts in the last 2 games, and Dibs had my back. But it's good to see you. Hey, we're both in black.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a collapse. Just keep it real. Come on, man.
How about Neesmith?
Man.
Dude, he made 6 threes in the last 4 minutes.
He looked like Naismith. My gosh. How about you guard him? The Knicks were gassed. No excuses.
Oh, if they were gassed, then it's not a choke job.
Indiana's
they're just not in good
deep.
Shape.
They're 11 deep. They're young. But I'm not going to. Willard just texted me. Let me check.
What'd he say? He's a good man.
He is the man. One of the greatest teammates we got here. I'm getting old. It takes me a while to open it. Oh, he's just the ear.
Oh, okay.
He's listening. Will. No,
he's a good
that's
man.
That's my guy.
He's a good
but
man.
But, Stoddy, that was a choke job. It's okay.
No, it's all right.
You're up 9, 54 seconds at home.
Well, and welcome to the new NBA. I've been telling you all year.
I hate that
all
term.
Year long. Game's not over. Is it over? Kobe Bryant. So not over. It's not over.
14 up 14 with 2:54 left.
We should win that game, but boy, give the Pacers credit. And I'll tell you what, I don't do this a lot.
Compliment?
No. You know I don't pick on certain fan bases because I believe that essentially all fan bases are the same. They're all awful. However, it couldn't have happened to a worse set of fans. And you know, let me tell you why.
But you called him the greatest story in sports yesterday after I said about Brock Purdy. You go, no, the Knicks are the best story. How did that work out?
You know why this is okay by me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Did you see how the Knicks fans celebrated after they made the Eastern Conference Finals over a Boston Celtics team without their best player?
And
they're climbing light poles.
Yeah.
They're celebrating like they won a title. You don't get a parade for a conference final. And you know what? You got your comeuppance last night.
Nah, it's not. That's
absolutely
terrible.
Absolutely.
You enjoy the moment. Nobody cares or feels sorry for you.
So now we're having parades for making the Eastern Conference Final.
Well, it was just
that's
an era of futility. And now when you see John Starks, Spree, Larry Johnson back in the house, all the stars,
yeah.
Tracy Morgan, I look nothing like him, Tracy Morgan, it's a party. So I had no problem with them finally saying, we're back. And now you come in and rip them a day after you said they were the best story.
They're the worst fans. What are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing?
Let them have fun. Well, they didn't have fun last night.
You won the Eastern. You're in the worst conference in professional sports, and you get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Only you,
and,
man.
And you go out and celebrate like you've won something.
No, it just meant that they're closer to something.
Yeah.
I don't think they're dead. Reggie Miller did what he did in 94 in front of Spike Lee. Knicks won that series, Donnie. I'm telling you, if you want to make a bet, I think the Knicks still win this.
I'll bet you on that.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I'll bet
all right,
you
put in
on
the cap.
That.
Risotto is done. They were up. They did what they needed to do.
Who?
The Knicks,
yeah,
up
okay.
Until Neesmith went off. Like, come on. I don't like Tibbs playing 7 or 8, but I'm still betting on him.
So you haven't, liked Tibbs for 14 years.
Yeah, no, I don't think his players do, man.
I think his starters ran out of gas.
They ran out of gas.
Well, if you run out of gas, that's not choking. That means you're fatigued.
But it's coaching negligence. Mm-hmm. How about you trust some guys. Anyway, I can't wait for it. And the games are coming fast and furious. Shout out Tyrese. They're coming fast and furious, Donnie.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, they were up 16 with 7:20 left.
Well, that, okay.
Up 17 with 6.5.
All right.
Up 14 with 2:50.
Now we got a problem.
What? Neesmith.
How about you guard him? And how about.
He's unguardable when you
play
like that.
This is why I like basketball, Stani, on all levels. We never really truly just have a real conversation. We talk, like guys like you, we talk about the dunk. We talk about the analytics, the three ball. There's nothing more important than the free throws. And the Knicks miss some.
The three-point shooting's more important.
But you know, Tyler,
I know what you mean.
Free throw.
I know what you mean.
Why can't got pressure? They just went up there. Ananobi. He was terrible last night.
Well, it can sometimes. Yeah, the reason the Knicks are in big trouble is because you can't blow a game like that. That means, you know what, essentially, you got to beat them five times.
I got to say
you got to beat them five times now.
I got a confession.
Go ahead.
I need you to judge me and tell me what the penalty is for what I'm about to say into this microphone.
All right.
So I know my birthday was Monday, but we still celebrated, and some friends took me to Napa Steakhouse.
This thing won't end.
Shout out Cole's Chop House. Steiny.
Yeah.
I thought Halliburton, the shot, was the game winner.
Right.
So we left a room into the dinner room.
Oh.
And I fired off six tweets thinking the game ended there.
I kind of did.
Not even knowing there was overtime.
Yeah, it kind of ended there.
The place went crazy. I went into the dinner room thinking it was over and fired off six tweets and missed the whole 5 minutes of overtime. What type of fan am I? I missed the whole overtime, but Indiana still won. There has to be a penalty for that. You give it to me.
Can
Call
I give you credit?
Tell me.
Can I give you credit for something? No,
well,
I want to give
you. I can't believe that happened in my life.
See, this is why I'm all about positivity. I'm not going to get on you for not watching the overtime. I'm going to say, Goo, I'm proud of you for not turning the game off when it was a 16-point lead with 3 minutes, because
Dude.
Some of the things I've been saying have finally registered.
No!
The game's not over.
There's a penalty I deserve. I had to admit it. And Indiana wanted it overtime. Actually makes it worse for the Knicks. Wow. Again, Stoney, I'm being so transparent. I can't believe that happened to me. Like, I'm still dealing with it.
Yeah. Well,
and what about your boys tonight?
Who?
Minnesota.
I'm going to be like you guys are as fans. They stink. We don't have a chance.
Well, you better win tonight.
We stink.
You better win tonight.
How? How can we win? We're no good. We're no
stop.
Good. We're playing a juggernaut. OKC.
And the foul.
Got no shot.
Yeah.
We'll see
Shea get his MVP tonight.
We're trying.
Finally.
We're just trying to win a game.
Yeah.
That's all we're trying to do.
Well, you better win tonight.
Don't tell us what we got to do.
I'm telling you. Dude, Johnny, I didn't know there was overtime. I feel bad.
Yeah, just FYI, if a game ends and the score's tied in basketball, they play what they call overtime.
The place jumped up thinking that it was a game winner. So we left. Reservations at 7:45. Sonny, we left. Risotto.
See,
I can't get that moment back.
Veggie,
and I'm telling on myself.
Veggie Delight. T-Wolves are cooked, Steiny. Yeah, they're done. They're done. I've given up on them.
You wore that sweater too early and jinxed them.
Yeah.
Wow. If they lose tonight, the sweater jinx.
Like, now is when if you're a Warrior fan, you got to be fuming. How did you let that team beat you? The Timberwolves. Come on. They're about to get swept.
Ant-Man. Don't
right.
turn into Cantman.
All right. How do you describe that game last night? I call it an unbelievable comeback.
But you're trolling.
It was. They made every three-pointer.
But you're ignoring the failure. You're celebrating the success.
That's right.
But you're ignoring the failure.
Because I'm positive. I look at the bright side. Go ahead and focus on a choke. It happens all the time. I focus on the winners and what they did well.
Man.
How would you describe that game last night? We got a lot to get into today. We're going to have some fun. And no Evan today, but we got Risotto.
Yeah.
Of course,
last time I was out,
of course,
is
Carter's
it okay to call
around.
Him Pasta? If we give a youngster a nickname, he's got to wear it. You don't ask a youngster or a newbie, hey, do you like your nickname? I heard you tell Evan that. I just broke out.
You know what?
That's his nickname, Pasta.
That is a bad one. It's not that clever. So somebody goes, oh, his last name's Risotto. Oh, I got an idea.
Well, it's not even pasta. It's a rice.
Thank you. Who gave you that? Was that Evan?
That was Dan DeVone.
Oh, DeVone.
I don't know him well enough to rip him.
We're almost past our break.
That's
pie. Pretty good. That segment was brought to you by Frontier Ford Employee Pricing. It's back at Frontier Ford. They've extended this incredible sales event. You pay what they pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Just go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara or shop FrontierFord.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.